Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
I have to tech my own shows at the top of the show because I'm not going to get here before the doors open to take care of that. I'm going to show up, in time for a little session outside. I don't know where you guys were at 4:20. Oh, I know, sitting here waiting for the 4:20 show to start. Next time, keep in mind, there's a 10-minute window where you could meet me outside, cash me outside. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from the good old Sack Punch, the Punchline Comedy Club in Sacramento, California. Here's another adjustment I have to make, because we all have to like scoot back against the wall, because the people with the seats on the sides there, it's still going to suck, but it'll be a little better than just staring at our backs. You'll be able to see at least the side of one or two of us. There, that's better. Right? Yeah. That's for you. Oh, thank you so much. My Tito's and soda just arrived, everybody. Oh, this is kind of fun. I've never really gone over this with everybody, but this is the Doug Loves Movies live podcast taping rider. So this is what the club gets, describing what I need for my show. On stage, 4 wired microphones. I don't like the wireless ones. 4 stools, preferably with backs, in a line across the stage facing the audience. 1 mic stand next to Doug's stool at the end. It's in the middle, but that's cool. 1 small table next to Doug's stool at the end. Bam. The remaining 3 mics can be set on the guest stools. Yeah, not on my stool, but on the guest stools. Call time. Doug and his guests will arrive 15 to 30 minutes before showtime. Okay, sure, yeah. Sound check. Doug will not be present for a sound check. Show length, 90 minutes. I always nail that. Photo posse, no photographs. Although people sneak them and then I repost them, which encourages people to sneak them. Hospitality, vodka, Kettle One or Tito's. Who dare vote Kettle One or? Heads are gonna roll. I've never seen this document. And soda water. You'd be surprised how many times they just have a bottle of Tito's and there's no soda water. And I'm just like, all right, glug, glug, glug. Merch. Doug will not bring merch. Audience notes. Oh, this is great. I mean, additional notes. Audience members will bring elaborate name tags for the game playing during the show. Some of these name tags might include food. Because so many clubs, we've had so many problems with donuts being confiscated at the door. And then there's names and numbers of my producers and my publicity person. So all of that is going to be in the prize pack. How are you guys doing the day after 420? Is everybody... Oh, my God. I'm like... That's the great thing about 420 is you wake up the next day and you're like, all right, let's get high. You don't wake up like, oh, so much marijuana. Oh, I was so happy. Damn it. But my problem is I always mix in the alcohol, and so that could lead to trouble. But I'm very excited. This is a rare 421 where I do not feel hungover. And probably because I just had three drinks, but things are good. It's Saturday, April 21st, 2018, and I would like to see some name tags, if it's not too much bother. Oh, there's Melissa Dick Pizza is right up front. Did you found somebody for your other ticket or whatever happened?
But she came alone too, so.
Oh, you found another person that came alone, and yeah, you're here together. That's it. See, that's people say to me all the time, I don't want to go to Douglas movies because I can't get someone to go with me. And I'm like, believe me, you will meet people if you come to. You all have one thing in common. You all know a lot about a show where the guests know less than you do. Unless it's Jeff Tate. Karen Dippity, I love it. Aunt what?
Anthony
Mann. Okay. I don't love it, but, you know, they can't all be Karen Dippity. Katie and the Tramp. That's great. And we're like sharing a joint instead of spaghetti. Lots of good ones. Oh, there's a big one. Chris what?
Tucker.
Chris Tucker is your name?
Yep.
And then what's the collage? A bunch of other Chris Tucker pictures? Wow. I also like this E.T. has changed to C.J.
Yeah.
I like the way you've lit it up over there. It looks really cinematic. All right. You can put them down. Rest your arms. I know you worked hard on your name tags. So your arms are probably tired. And thank you to everybody for bringing those. And good luck. Like I always say... It's up to my guests to decide who gets chosen. I would pick the best ones if it were me. Doug plugs. Tuesday, Doug Loves Movies is back at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles, Franklin Avenue location. Next Saturday, Doug Loves Movies is at the Athenaeum. That sounds like a sequel to Prometheus. In Indianapolis. At 420. That's next Saturday. And all of my dates and deets are available at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Pretty good. That was pretty good. You guys want to know what's in the prize bag that I've been holding awkwardly ever since I came up on stage? Oh, there's some good stuff in here. That's why I could not set it down. We got some Bombas. Yeah, those are a fancy new sock. Got a koozie that says Twix on it. Don't get me started about which factory I prefer. between the two Twix. one of my CDs, Smug Life. A poster for something. Like, that's how confident I am you're going to love this poster. Is that I'm not going to roll the rubber band off and unroll it and show it to you. And I think the winner, this is just between me and the winner, what's on that poster, but I think it's pretty good. And then I swiped these off of what Steve Lemmy wanted to put in the prize bag at the Super Troopers Doug Loves Movies episode. It's Super Troopers sunglasses. Have you guys seen it yet, Super Troopers 2? Oh, shit, it's funny. It was a good time. 420 weekend is not done yet, so you can still check it out. And then, of course, at every show this year, the beautiful Peacemaker Christmas bong. Just in time for Christmas. Somebody's going to win all that, plus the stuff brought by my guests. Let's get them out here. I've been having a fantastic time. I've seen all three of these gentlemen over the last couple of nights, and we've had a great time every night. Please give it up for Rob Cantrell, Brandon Levitt, and Trey Gallion. All right. First of all, pass that down to Brandon, and let's say hello to everybody individually, starting with a first-time guest, first time on the show, but people who listen to the show may know of him, or if you listen to Doug Loves Minis. It's Brandon Levitt, everybody.
Hey, Doug. Hey, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Sing on.
How's it going, dude?
It's going great, man. It's been an awesome
weekend. So, two nights ago during the Countdown to 420 show here at the Sack Punch in How About Arden Mall, hashtag HBA, we played Last Man Stanton, and Brandon came in second place, and the winner, Mason, has had something else to do today.
Is a brother's wedding.
Wedding. Ugh, fucking wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather be here.
It's not going to last. This podcast is forever. So, there was only three competitors, and one of them could not name one movie that Amy Adams is in. Yeah, he wasn't good. But, congratulations on getting up here, Brandon.
And, thanks for having me, Doug.
And tell us, what do you want the listeners to know about you as a listener of the show, a fan of the show? But what are you into, or like, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I work in IT. I do desktop support for an electronics manufacturer.
Okay. We'd never talked about that before, and it's obvious why.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really boring.
Fucking yawn.
Yeah. No, we go straight to movie trivia. How do you think you're going to do today against these two guys?
I'm pretty confident.
I am too. I'm very confident in you. If anybody out there is placing bets, Brandon is my choice.
All right, in on a technicality.
Yeah. Well, Trey and Rob are friends of mine, and we have a lot of fun talking about movies and stuff, but I just tell them the things they don't remember the names of. It's not a contest. Right? That's not what you guys are about.
Name retention's not strong.
Yeah. Well, let's say hi to them individually, starting with Rob Cantrell, everybody.
Yeah. Hi, Sacramento. Check.
His album, his record recording, Pure Uncut Joy, is available now.
I love that.
Right?
Yeah, it is. It is.
I love the way you say Pure Uncut Joy. I tried to do an impression of it.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Now you say it so everybody knows how accurate it was.
Pure, uncut joy. which it, I am right now. In Sacramento.
Oh, are you kidding
me?
At a
420 show.
You know, Sacramento really powered us through 420 this year because we were here on 419 and gathered up goods for 420. Thanks to all the generous people that came to the show the other night. So let's say hello to the third and final guest. Yeah, final guests. Is there going to be any more? You see more chairs up here?
No.
Nope. We're not even saving one for Elijah.
No, we already got one too many up here already.
Wait, what?
He's talking about me, Doug.
Are you going after Brandon already?
Yeah, man.
He started last night.
Early and often.
It's Trey Gallion! Trey Gallion!
Thanks, Sacramento. Thank you.
Trey Gallion just sounds like a bad guy in Beauty and the Beast 2.
If I get to voice it, right on.
Oh, yeah, you'd be great.
Yeah, I do like how you say my last name. You Gallion. Fancy it up. Yeah, it's just Gallion.
Gallion. I know, but it just doesn't...
What? What just happened?
I think you just found an aunt, Trey.
Oh, in Gallion, Ohio? Gallion, Ohio? How is it spelled? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's different.
A little different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to get a spelling bee?
Use Gallion in a sentence.
She grew up in Gallion, Ohio.
I love this car, but how many miles to the Gallion? Shout out to the nice couple that gave us dabs before the show.
Word. For real. You guys are awesome.
Good job.
Yeah.
Let's see what you gents brought for the old prize bag, starting with Brandon down there. What'd you bring, buddy?
All right, so I didn't plan for this ahead of time, obviously.
Loser.
So I dug through my car, and I found this program from the 17th Annual SF Sketchfest. And a nice, crisp $2 bill.
Somebody's been to the strip club.
And I hit up the bargain bin at Best Buy earlier and got Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, the rich mahogany edition, unrated on Blu-ray.
Mm.
And a bag to put it all in.
That's it?
That's it.
That's a
lot.
You
said don't go crazy.
Yeah. You're like, I didn't bring much. I got this and this and this and this. But great job. Thank you.
Thanks.
Love it. And I love the bag that you brought it in. Because my bag is not cutting it. I'm just going to dump my bag in your bag.
Figured it'd be useful.
Yeah.
You can use it for groceries later.
Rob, what do you brought for us?
Doug, I brought... There was only 50 of these made. There's like 17 left. But it's...
Thanks for the update.
You know, I want you to really know what this is all about.
Yeah, you should get the winner's email and keep let them know when
the countdown has begun.
When
countdown,
we got there. An app that goes right to your phone. But yeah, it's a 7-inch vinyl from a track from my album that I tell a story about my first concert, and it's a clear vinyl, and it's for you, and that's what I got you.
Thank you. Number 17 in the bag. Trey, what do you got?
All right. I got the safety card from the JetBlue A321,
yes.
Which I didn't even fly out here on JetBlue. Ooh. So that's an oldie.
How did you?
And it doesn't have the baby getting wedgied by the safety thing. That's United. United barf
That's
bag.
That's a United barf bag, though. Good. Yep. You gotta keep it United. You got to stay on brand.
A copy of my album, The Moronic. Yeah. And then a T-shirt from Creep Records / Head Shop in Philadelphia. And it's the eagle with the Liberty Bell logo. And then it says Creep Records Philla on the back. Home of the world champion Eagles.
I love it.
Yep.
You can put it in there direct. You don't have to put it in that plastic.
It's there now.
No, it's all good. All right. It all fits. This is exciting. A lot of times it's more than one bag. You guys are lucky tonight. someone's going to just have to walk around with one bag for the rest of whatever it is you're going to do this evening. There's so much to do in the area. You could go to the Container Store.
You really strip mall it up around here, man.
Oh, you can go to the mattress store right after that.
Yeah.
Pick up a box spring.
Cheesecake Factory.
Swing by the Walgreens, get some Visine.
I got these glasses from Walgreens.
Word.
These flip shades. For $9.98.
He really did. I got these glasses from when I was getting on to Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland. They fell off of somebody.
Could be dead.
I just instinctively, I just picked them up. Like, you know what? I lose sunglasses all the time, so. And I just threw the ones I had down on the ground.
Fair trade.
Pay it forward? Is that...
It's like, take a penny, leave
a penny.
Is that
the expression to quote a movie? Pay it forward? All right, so I have one question that I ask at this point in the show of all of my guests, and I'm sure Brandon is extra ready to answer it. And that is, do you know what the question is, Brandon?
What's the last movie I saw?
Exactly.
That's Isle of Dogs I saw earlier today.
Now, you were telling us, was it private information what you told us about your experience?
No, that's, I was
he
just telling.
He says he fell asleep a lot.
Which, that's only because I got about 2 hours of sleep, not because the movie was
exactly
boring.
That's what happens. And sometimes I really will be like, I'm enjoying this movie, but I'm also tired as fuck. And the chairs are getting more and more comfortable. I mean, sometimes you can just lay like flat out.
Yeah, full recliners.
Crazy how comfortable it is, but also how, oh my God, what was I watching the other day? I was watching the most serious movie, and people kept adjusting their chairs. It was one of those ones where you have a button that makes your seat go up and down. And when the seats are coming up, they go.
Was it A Quiet Place?
No, it was. God damn it. What was it? Whatever I saw recently. great answer. It was... I Feel Pretty. It was I Feel Pretty. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Amy would be jumping around and somebody's seat would be going. Just like, okay, come on. Anything else to say about Isle of Dogs?
It was really good. It's gorgeous. Really beautifully made.
For what you saw.
I loved it. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 naps.
Yeah. He's like, I fell asleep 3
times. I thought
times,
it was gorgeous.
It was awesome.
It was gorgeous. It had great hair.
Oh my God, the hair is so really cool because it bristles. Like the dog hair bristles. And it's constantly windy in Japan. But but yeah, I liked it a lot. But what I kind of liked about it was thinking about getting to look at it in the future on my television. Like in the movie theater, I didn't think the story was that compelling, but I liked how it all looked and the attitude behind it. Yeah. And the voices, you know, like they have some of the greatest character actors ever doing the voices. So yeah, good job.
Thanks.
Hey, Rob, have you shown everybody how those flip up in the front?
Oh yeah, you want to
see
it?
Yeah, yeah, you didn't just get regular sunglasses at the fucking CVS.
Well, you know, no, I got flip shades that go right on top
shades.
Of your prescription.
Yeah.
So ask me a question, and I'll do something.
What was the last movie you saw?
Oh. Star Wars The Last Jedi. Number 8.
How'd you see that? What format?
I saw it on the airplane out here.
Okay.
Yeah, it was amazing.
You watched it in its entirety?
In its entirety.
You got a meal during it?
Oh, I got the best meal during that.
You got a hot towel during it?
Oh, God, I wiped my face.
Did you get warm peanuts during it?
No peanuts.
What?
But they had these crazy cheese nachos.
What?
And then they had some crazy, like, chocolate berries from exotic places I didn't even know about. And so that was a good combo.
Stop lying, man.
No, yeah. I got first class on my way out here. Yeah. I got bumped up to first class.
Well, I was asking you the questions knowing that you were in first class. I wouldn't say if you got a hot towel if you were stuck in coach.
That's true.
That would just be rude, like rubbing it in. Like
I stole the blanket.
You kept it, really?
Yeah, it says Saks Fifth Avenue on it. It's got a little, it's fancy. I took it. It's mine now.
You shouldn't admit that on a podcast.
No, but first class is a great place to just get stuff for the prize bag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
They got the pillows look mm-hmm. good.
So did you say you liked the movie?
I loved it.
Okay, cool.
I thought it was great. It was fun. Benicio del Toro.
Right?
How good was that? I thought he did great in that. I love that dude.
So he's good to see him.
Always good. I don't know that many actors by name, but I know that dude.
I don't know how I feel about him being a player in both Marvel and Star Wars universes. I don't know how I feel about that, but I may grow to get used to it.
Yeah, he's great. I'm not gay, but like, like if he really needed a hug, I'd give him just the warmest hug, you know?
You'd touch his butt.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you would.
You know, sometimes people just need a hug.
You'd be like, bring it in, BD.
Yeah, bring it in, BD. Just hold them. It's going to be all right. No, I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was fun.
All right. You're not under oath.
There you go.
Put the glasses down after
the answer. Way
more
believable.
It's done.
All right, let's get to Trey here and ask him this important question about the last movie you saw. You slept during the flight here,
yes.
right?
Yeah. Yeah, but before I left, I saw one of the best good bad movies that I've seen in a while.
Oh.
Yeah, it was 1988's The Rescue.
What?
Yeah, starring Kevin Dillon.
Redheaded guy, Ned Vaughn?
Yeah, Skippy. And then the girl
from Price?
Yeah. And then the girl from Dazed and Confused that like hardly says anything the whole movie, the brunette chick.
Mila Jovovich?
No, the other one.
Yeah, I don't know her.
But so they're the kids of the SEAL Team 6 guys. And the SEAL Team guys go on a mission by North Korea, and they get captured, and the government's like, too risky to go get them. And so the kids are like, bullshit.
We're going to go get them.
Yeah.
Em. Yeah.
And so then they go and...
No
spoilers. But Skippy ends up in drag at one point.
Oh, yeah. Skippy.
It's fun, though. You should watch it. Oh, it's on HBO Go right now. You can totally watch it.
Hashtag not an ad.
Oh, yeah, no, they're not paying me anything.
I'd tell you about the last movie I saw, but I honestly can't think of what it might have been.
You went the other
Beirut.
Day.
Oh, no, you're right. I feel pretty. And Amy Schumer, Rory Scovel, and Nikki Glaser, all former Doug Loves Movies guests, possibly never again. Now that they're in a big movie, but and Super Troopers 2, I gotta say, you know, I've been like beating the drum for it, but I think people just are very excited about its existence in general. Number one at the box office last night in North America. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, on top of A Quiet Place and I Feel Pretty and lots of other competition.
Way to go,
so Brooklyn. Good for them. Hopefully they'll remain strong throughout the weekend. Might have been a 420 thing, you know, because that's kind of a perfect movie to see on April 20th.
I'm going to go see it Monday as soon as I get home.
I love it.
Word.
Yeah.
Saw it yesterday.
Yeah, it's really fun and funny, and those guys are cool, and somebody's going to win their sunglasses. Sunglasses touched by Steve Lemmy are going to be won by somebody tonight. Bert, turn it off.
Let the games begin!
Hot damn. he's already up and picking.
Well, Brandon is off and running. Well, hey. While the two veterans on the show are sitting here like they don't know what's going on.
Hey, Kelly, can I get another Tito's? Thank you. Okay,
gentlemen, pick your name tags, and while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by MedMen. If you live in California or Nevada, it's an exciting time right now. And MedMen is helping to redefine the cannabis industry and empower people to exercise their right to purchase cannabis. MedMen is bringing a premium and traditional shopping experience to the cannabis space. All of the MedMen stores feature a wide range of projects with knowledgeable and approachable staff to ensure you that you'll find what's best for you. Their shops are open for both recreational and medical cannabis users. Anyone over 21 with a valid ID is welcome. MedMen is committed to providing the highest in quality and safety, so you won't have to worry about what you're buying. They've got lots of employees in red shirts that are there to answer any questions you have. It's really fun shopping experience. I've been a few times. Be empowered to exercise your right to buy cannabis. Check out one of their 8 retail locations throughout Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, and Las Vegas, or go to MedMen.com to find your nearest store. That's MedMen.com. Plus, exclusively for our listeners, visit MedMen and tell them you heard about them on Doug Loves Movies for $10 off your order. Limit 1 per customer. Terms and conditions may apply. Check out MedMen today. Today's show is also brought to you in part by Bombas. How often do you think about your socks? If you're like I used to be, not much, but I recently discovered socks that changed the way I think about socks forever. They're called Bombas. B-O-M-B-A-S are the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. They sent a few pairs to DLMHQ, and I have to agree, my tootsies have never been cozier. Made from premium cotton, Bombas stay warm in winter and cool in the summer. And every pair comes with a built-in blister tab, innovative arch support, stay-up technology, and a seamless toe. With many colors, patterns, lengths, and styles, Bombas look great in the gym, at the office, and out on the town. That's right, they come in all sorts of colors. It's any kind of, you want a low-key sock, they could do it. You want a fancier looking sock, they're about that too. Bombas are what feet daydream about. And for every Bombas purchase you make, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. They've donated over 7 million pairs of socks so far. Keep cool, keep comfortable, and keep contributing with the best socks in the history of feet, Bombas. Buy your new socks at bombas.com/DLM today and get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/DLM for 20% off. Bombas.com/DLM. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Fantastic job, everybody.
Sorry, I gave everybody butt.
Oh, my goodness.
Nobody's ever said that to me. Ever.
All right, this is really interesting because, Brandon, I don't know how to tell you this, so I'm just going to tell you that the gentleman who made that name tag that you're holding tweeted at me today on Twitter.
Lady.
Oh, sorry. Oh. That lady. I mean, it's a picture of me and Jeff Tate, so. That lady, what's your name?
Jamie
tweeted, I hope this name tag doesn't get chosen because I'm real dead weight when it comes to being a lifeline. And I showed it to Trey and I was like, somebody's going to pick that fucking name tag.
Yup.
It was the first Star Wars one I saw, and I'm wearing my Star Wars vest. So.
Yeah. Way to go, Dorkatron.
Yeah. Hey,
it was a Christmas present
it
my mom
fucking
made.
Star Wars tie, too. Oh, your mom made that? Big yeah. surprise.
But
that's
I like
a huge
this,
surprise.
Though. I like this, though, away. Because I think it's a good for him to have a little bit of a handicap.
Yeah, still for real.
All right, so tell us more about your name tag, Brandon. It says Star Wars what?
The Last Jamie.
The Last Jamie. Okay. Well, great job, Jamie. Star Wars got you up here. And yeah, I think Brandon's
wow.
I still have faith in Brandon, but you never know. Rob, who are you playing for?
Now I know you're a fan of Disney, Doug.
I do love Disney.
So I got you a classic called Katie and the Tramp.
Okay.
So it's you and a pretty lady here in the classic Lady and the Tramp dog scene. You guys all know that?
That's
where
right.
Where they have the spaghetti, but instead of spaghetti,
right?
It's a blunt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys are just
totally described all of it earlier in the show.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh yeah, read the tagline though. That's good.
One of the highest love stories ever told. that describes it well.
What did it used to say? Is it the highest? One of the most dog-like.
One of the nastiest.
One of the most doggy-styled.
These two bitches got it on.
Bitches love Getty.
Yeah.
Okay, I've gone too far. It's a good thing I'm not famous. Trey?
I picked Tammy Boy.
Because it's got candy and weed all over it?
Yeah, mainly. Well, it's weed in a Ziploc bag, not in a dispensary thing. So I'm assuming you either grew it or know who grew it. Yeah, you don't got to out nobody, but... That's always the best weed. So plus Tammy Boy. Come on, Tommy Boy's great. And is that you as David Spade? That's fucking creepy as shit. It's not a very good likeness. You're way more cuter in real life. No, but yeah, maybe it's the hair on Spade or whatever.
Yeah, don't ever get that haircut.
She does no. Does not look good
don't
on you
the
at
David
all.
David Spade cut. But pick up a Kate Spade bag if you can. They're fabulous.
Well made.
Yeah, all right. You like Kit Kats?
Yeah, man, I'm a fan.
All right.
Yeah, throw some peanut butter on them.
Have you had
them.
A dark chocolate Kit Kat?
Yeah.
Garbage.
What? Throw some peanut butter on it.
No, I said that on Twitter, and Kit Kat got back to me.
Did they send you a bunch of dark chocolate Kit Kats?
No, they just wrote back a tweet.
Oh, what did it say?
Something like that I was racist or something.
Damn, yeah. Good thing you aren't famous.
Oh, it's funny. I got into a thing with Twix recently. What was another one that I got into a thing with? Like, there's a few different products that I've been, like, kind of going back and forth with.
You were going out there, Kit Kat. Next is Mr. Goodbar.
It's such a weird world. Well, at least that's a real guy. So,
he's a good guy.
We're going to start with a game that a listener wrote to me on Twitter. Hey, it's been too long since you've played this game. And that's the sort of thing that gets me to decide to play a game.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's going to go well, but it's a game called Purple Rain Man. Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is a movie mashup title.
Ugh. All right.
So if you can figure out one half of it, it might help you to figure out the other half, because it's two titles that mash up together. I'll give you... the third billed actors in both of these movies in the correct order of the title. and work our way up to number one. And you can guess as often as you like.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. And I don't imagine too many guesses, but we'll see.
So all of us can guess, right?
Yeah, as much as you want. You've heard the show, right, Brandon?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no shit.
A few times.
Every episode, Doug. Test me. Throw out a number. I'll tell you the guests.
Don't do that.
What was your favorite episode, Brandon?
The first one I went to live.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to fake Brandon.
Episode 423. Greg Proops, Chris Evans, and Jeff Tate. And Chris Evans won.
I don't think he's ever won. Maybe he has. Okay, so third billing in this movie mashup, and it's just between the guys on stage. No audience answers, please. Benita Barry? Yeah, Benita Barry. You know Benita Barry.
No, not at all.
Benita Barry.
All right.
Benita Barry.
Zaporn.
And Christopher Plummer. Those are the third build people, so we could just move on to the second build, where things might get a little easier for someone in this room. Not a lot of us. I know it because I thought of it.
Cheater.
Second billing.
Yep.
Tommy Chong and Max von Sydow. Sydow. Max von Sydow.
Right.
Formerly Max von Jetski. Nothing. Okay. Top build. Shouldn't be a big surprise. Cheech Marin.
Yeah, saw that coming.
And Dennis Quaid.
Nice vacation?
No.
Oh, man. Nice dreamscape. No, what's the name of it? It's nice. Oh.
What's the matter? What did you say?
Nice dreamscape.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Also would have accepted Cheech and Chong's Nice Dreamscape.
Oh, that... Yeah, that would be fair, I guess.
Yeah. But
thanks for letting that slide.
Had to do a little shout out to our friends Cheech and Chong because we just got through we got through another 420. And
man,
And I think it's because of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got the nice dreams part.
Yep. Sure did.
Better
what enough, though,
nothing.
Was it?
No.
I'm just glad we both beat Dorkatron there. Holding it down. All right, let's go.
I don't think he's that. I think he's kind of cool.
Yeah, you would.
I almost did the mashup.
Oh, you were trying to bully me?
No, man, nice I love you. You know that.
Yeah. I almost did the mashup up in Smoke Signals. Yeah, but went the other way with it.
I wouldn't have got Smoke Signals.
I like Nice Dreamscape. So congratulations to Trey for winning... Might be the first game you've ever won?
No, I've won a few.
Okay.
Hey, all right. No. I don't want to gloat and bring up my past fucking victories.
No, you've
shit.
had some wins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Pulled them straight out of my ass, but they were wins.
All right. Well, this one, you're going to have to go deep into your ass.
No problem.
Deeper than you've ever gone before.
Take off your rings because it is time.
Not again.
Hold my watch.
We're going to play a brand new game. I'm introducing a brand new game.
What?
And yeah, and I'm daring to do it in the place where someone once yelled out an answer.
Oh no.
It's another game where if anyone does yell this out prematurely, it will ruin it. potentially. It's called You're the Worst.
That'd
named after the FXX show of the same name returning for season 5 this fall. That really read like an ad, but I just wanted to give them a plug. In this game, You're the Worst, I'm going to name a filmmaker. We're going to start with Trey and then go to Rob and then to Brandon. And you get to take turns guessing. I would name a filmmaker. Sometimes an actor or an actress, but in this case, it's a filmmaker. And then you're going to take turns naming what you think I think is their worst movie.
Worst?
Great. Yeah. I love Impossible
what
Games.
What do I think is the, you know, so I could surprise you with my answer, but I still got to defend it at the end.
Yeah, right.
And in the end. And I think people will agree with me. the films of Steven Spielberg. Ready Player One.
Maybe. How much time do I get? Okay.
What do you think it is? What do you think, guys? And I'm a huge Spielberg fan.
Right.
Not a lot of bad ones to choose from, in my opinion, but there are some. Let's face it, he's not perfect.
AI?
What are you doing?
Wait your turn, Rob.
I'm sorry.
It's Trey first,
being
and
all
then
high
you get
stuff.
To you get to guess next.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah. I know, there's some games where you can yell out whenever you want. This is the one where you wait your turn.
Indiana Jones and the... Oh, we talked about this on the way. Indiana Jones and the... Fucking!
We were doing Harrison Ford and Last Man
Valley
Standing.
Valley of the Crystal Skull.
Valley of the Crystal Skull. Russ Meyer's Valley of the Crystal Skull.
Oh man!
Look at them big skulls.
The Kingdom of
Look
the
at the skulls
crystal
on that
skull.
Lady.
Something about the Crystal Skull bullshit. Sucky movie. Is this one where I have to give you the
I'd like you to say it correctly, but
shit.
Since we all know what you're talking about, the answer is no, that is not his worst movie.
Oh.
In my opinion.
All right.
Rob, do you want to stick with that answer you said before?
Yes.
That is not his worst movie. I know some people do not like that movie, but it makes me sad. If I need a good cry, just pop in AI.
Really?
I wish that quote was on the... I was going to say on the box, but what box?
Sometimes you just want to hug a computer.
It's all
a
just
computer.
Out there floating around.
Hug a cookie?
No, hug a computer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brandon, what do you think?
Jurassic Park.
No.
Good guess.
Hey, some people like the book better.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, can I beat
people,
him up now?
People who read the book. People who read the book first like the book better. That's how that works every time. Every time. Because the book gets to explain shit that the movie can't because it's a fucking movie. Sometimes movies don't pick the parts that were your favorites of the book because they have to condense it into anyway. I'm so mad at readers. Where are we at? Whose turn is it? It's back to you,
back
Trey.
Back to me?
Back to you.
Shit.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg's worst movie.
Yeah, and if you can name a Spielberg movie, you're out.
Back to the Future 3.
Okay, you're out.
Oh,
Mr.
was that
Zemeckis?
Not? I thought, yeah.
That was Zemeckis.
Sorry.
Zemeckis is his. Rob?
The second one, Raiders of the Lost Ark?
That's not the second one, though.
Oh, shit.
Do you mean
That's
Indiana Jones
one.
And the Temple of Doom?
I do mean the Temple of Doom. I do.
No, I love that movie.
Shit.
So that good. Movie, a guy gets his heart pulled out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't give a thumbs down to a movie that does that.
No.
Especially when it's PG-13.
And monkey brains eat monkey brains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I bet you could do that in a G-rated movie.
And it's just got
they didn't have sex with monkey brains. Yeah.
You can eat them all you want.
Oh, you monkey brain fucker. All right. Whose turn is it?
That's me.
Okay.
The Lost World, Jurassic Park.
No, I like that one as well.
Damn.
Yeah, I like Jeff Goldblum's daughter who does gymnastics. I always enjoy Vince Vaughn in a dramatic role.
That's the funniest thing I've heard. I really like that.
I mean, it is a real textbook on how to make a suspenseful sequence. The scene where the trailer's getting pushed over the edge of the cliff by the dinosaurs, and Jeff Goldblum and Vince Vaughn and Julianne Moore are like dangling inside of it, and then she falls and she lands on the glass, and the glass just starts to just splinter, and you can just see it start to crack. Yeah, it's good stuff. Anyway. I mean, I like the craft, and I mean, that movie's still not that great. I mean, I don't know. I'm waiting for the perfect Jurassic Park movie. I have issues with all of them. Newman. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Where are we at? Whose turn is it?
I think it's mine.
Okay, Trey, you got another one?
E.T.
Oh, wait, you're out.
Oh, that's right. I am out.
Yeah, yeah. And I like E.T. E.T.'s good. Rob?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
No, Brandon.
I can't think of another.
No,
guy.
Rob.
No, I'm out. Rob wins.
Oh, I win?
No.
No, he's got a name.
Nobody one. Wins.
Oh, I still got it.
You guys all fucked up.
Yeah, man.
You got another one, Rob? All you got to do is name a Spielberg movie.
Oh, Schindler's List?
No. That.
I don't know. He could be a huge anti-Semite.
Did I say which one was the least amount of fun? Any more, Rob? Mm. You're the only player still in.
Okay. Let's see. Steven Spielberg, he made... Here we...
That's it. War of the Worlds.
Was that one?
Yeah.
Did
The Terminal.
Oh, that was good.
Hook.
Oh, yeah, that was the one. Say Hook.
Hook?
Some people love Hook.
Some people do.
Hey. Every time.
I don't know. I'm out, man. I'm tapped out.
That happens every fucking time. I can't bring up Hook without a little Rufio chant.
It's catchy.
Yeah. I kind of love it. But I do not like that movie. But this is the Steven Spielberg movie that I walked out of. I got up and left because I couldn't take it. My head was in the wrong place. I can't blame the movie entirely, but it's the only Spielberg movie I've ever not completed.
I've sat through some crappy movies with you.
Spielberg movies.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm just saying that you actually walked out.
No, I'll sit through anything.
Yeah.
That's how much this movie upset me.
Oh.
And I bet you most people in this room have not seen it. Or if they did, it was on cable, and they just kind of wandered in and out of the room. Because there's plenty of time to do that.
Wow.
When you're watching the BFG.
Oh, I just watched that.
It's brutal.
Never seen it.
It's just so, like, every moment's like, isn't this magical? No. I mean, it is. The effects are good. Mark Rylance, who I guess is in every Spielberg movie now, he's the BFG, and he's very expressive.
Yeah, I haven't even seen that one.
Yeah, big fucking goober.
My mom made this sweatshirt. And that's where the crowd turned on him.
Well, I got good news for you, Trey, because since no one won that game,
I'm still in the
you're
lead.
Still in the lead.
Yeah. Eat a dick, Dorkatron.
No, thanks.
That's really not cool, man. No. That's not
Did
nice.
Your mom make the tie, too? I don't care.
Of course.
He's not an audience member at one of your shows. That you can just heckle like that. I mean, not heckle, but you know what I mean.
It's a neat trick.
What is happening over there? I can't see around the vice president of Wawa.
No,
it's reversible.
I did not plan this.
Wait.
Holy shit.
It is kind of sweet.
A Star Wars vest that his mom made for him is fucking reversible. Is the tie reversible too?
It's got green
no, the
reverse.
Tie that matches the insides of
you
the
can't
car.
Turn it inside out or some shit?
No, it's two ties.
Oh, he's got where's the other tie, motherfucker?
It's in the car.
In the car. Yeah, smooth.
Always keep a second tie in the car because you might not succeed in jerking off and strangling yourself to death. But with the first tie, you might need a backup tie.
Leave a note for your mom, at least.
Mom, this was for you. Mom, you're right. This tie is nicer. Why do you make me go to the dark side?
Come to the dark
Why
side.
Why do you do
man.
That to me, Trey?
Look, there's a good balance. You just have to find it.
Okay, well, you're way over the. You're not balanced. You're on the ground.
Sometimes you slip
you're
for a while.
You're laying down on the ground. You're having a nap. It's time for your nap.
All right.
All right, so what were we talking about before that?
Games,
all
movies.
That happened.
Trey's in the lead.
Trey still gets to go first.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. Trey gets to go first in our climactic game of this episode. Yeah, it's climactic.
Because this is... I hate this. Because this is where it all slips away. All right, go ahead.
Everyone in the audience is going to be, I'll play what he's playing. It's a little something called Last Man Stanton.
Yeah. All right. You got this.
So Trey gets to go first. I'm going to switch the order around. It goes to Brandon and then to Rob. You each get one lifeline. Trey's already pointing to his lifeline like, be ready immediately.
We're good.
You think you're good?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, you know, you get to go first. So that I don't even know if that's beneficial in this game, but that's what you're going to get to do. So it's going to go Trey, Brandon, Rob. And the person in the audience who we need to get a name from, pre-selected on Twitter, where is B. Emily Allen? Wow, she's got a whole section over there.
She's so excited. I heard her inhaling as you started her name. She was,
that's my name he's about to read.
And you read it, and then she put her hands up like, yeah, that's me. All right.
Yeah, what if I was like, B. Emerald. I can't finish that.
Johnson.
Yeah, that's it.
69.
Emerald Johnson. B. Emily Allen, what's your deal? Where are you from?
I'm from Reno.
Reno, by the Cino.
That's not real.
No. I'm trying to put together a show there this summer.
Yeah.
In Reno. Yeah. So thanks for going to the trouble of coming here. Unnecessarily, but maybe not. Because this is a very important moment. What do you do in Reno?
I'm a realtor.
Realtor in Reno, okay. Is business good now?
Business is crazy.
It's crazy.
Really?
A lot of people moving to Reno. Really?
How much does a treehouse cost?
About $350.
Sounds about right.
Fwah, fwah, fwah. Ha, ha, ha. Holy shit. Okay, so... does anybody else on the panel have a great question for a realtor?
Nah, man, I'm cool with the treehouses.
A realtor in Reno? God, I want to think of the name of the venue in Reno and see if you guys like it as a place to do. If you're around after the show, I'll run it by you because I can't think of what it's called. The Pinewood? Pioneer. God damn it. We're all great. How's the Pioneer? Is that a good venue? It's terrific. Yeah. We're going to the Pioneer.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
They sell booze there? Yeah, sounds
okay,
great
we're
to
in.
Me.
Hey, you're not invited,
oh,
Trey.
Oh, damn it. I love Reno.
No, I'm going to bring in some West Coast talent for this one.
That's fair.
All right, so congratulations on being chosen. You're the chosen one. And do you have a suggestion today for actor or actress for Last Man Stanton?
Okay, I just watched Shape of Water.
Just watch Shape of Water. This is bad news for a lot of the people on the panel. I'll play along to help keep the game going.
I was thinking Michael Shannon and Richard Jenkins.
This is fun. This is a person that has the nerve to come at me with two names. But I will say this, probably very helpful for my guests today. So thank you for that.
Nice.
So from The Shape of Water, how about this? Anyone from The Shape of Water?
Not a lot of help.
I can't wait to play. But first, let's do your plugs, because a lot of people turn the show off after the games.
Yeah, man, for real. I'm never fucking moving
to
Reno,
that's
for sure.
Let's do your plugs right now.
How much is a treehouse? I might go over there.
Damn. Depends on square footage, dude. Square footage.
Trey, what do you got coming up? Where can people see you?
Oh, all right. So May 18th at the Secret Group in Houston.
Oh, love that place. I'll be there June 9th.
Yeah, it's pretty wicked. And then May 30th through June 2nd at Capital City Comedy Club in Austin.
I love that place, too. I'll be there on Don't Have a Date Booked.
Right. Yeah.
No information available at this time. Check back.
And then my album's on all the stuff, you know, iTunes and Spotify.
It's called The Moronic.
Yeah, it's called The Moronic.
Mm-hmm.
Just type in my name. It's the only thing that's going
to
fucking
pop up. I'm trying to teach him how to promote his stuff.
I know, I'm so bad at it. No, thanks for clapping. I appreciate it.
You know,
that.
You sit there going, I've got an album. People are like, yeah, a lot of us do. And they're collecting dust in a corner.
No, so I am, you guys, going to record a new album in September at Creep Records in Philly. So keep your eyes
out. You're
going to
record it in the record store?
Yeah, man, we're going to do it in the record store. Store, yeah,
that's some high fidelity shit right there.
We're gonna get high in the fucking head shop and then move over to the record store side.
That sounds brilliant.
And we're gonna record my album in
September.
You're
gonna kill in front of all those people napping,
dude. No, man, it's Philadelphia, so they're all jacked up on whatever else they put in the water there. Those motherfuckers are wired, man. I love them, but hot damn, I wouldn't hang out with them on a Friday night.
You're too busy shopping at Wawa.
Yeah. Wawa took some heat this weekend. I don't want to talk about it. Rob
because
got
Wawa
angry.
Wawa sucks.
See, look.
He sucks. It's all it is a 7-Eleven with a different logo.
It's just got some sandwiches and a different name. Wah, wah.
Dude, you're going to get so much hate mail from this shit. No, look, nobody ever claimed that it was the greatest hoagie in the world, dude, but it's a solid fucking hoagie at 2 o'clock in the morning.
How you doing, Doug?
And the fact that they even have a hoagie shop in the back. It's a 7-Eleven with a hoagie shop and tasty cakes, motherfucker. Yeah, better than Hostess, that's for damn sure.
Like I said, it's a fucking 7-Eleven. What about me going with a 7-Eleven t-shirt like, motherfucker, it's all about 7-Eleven!
Was I up
you
here?
You like stale nachos? Hey. What about that corn thing, dog? I don't know.
I'm just wearing the sweatshirt. Did I mention them at all before
fuck
this?
Your sweatshirt.
Look, no, he got. See, listen how he's yelling. You got a 5-year-old girl at home, dude. I'm embarrassed. I felt bad for her and your wife when you were yelling in the car. You were using profanity and stuff. It's embarrassing over Wawa.
Where
did they do something to you? Did they put something in your fucking hoagie?
No, what's they're actually kind of cool.
Oh, now you're going to backtrack on it.
I did it for comedic effect, Trey. The same way you were teasing this poor guy that his mom made a nice sweat vest,
yeah,
whatever the thing
is. Yeah, that wasn't comedic effect.
Well, you know, it does.
Oh, my God.
That's really fun.
That is crazy that he's not even showing any skin. The listeners are going to think he's like whipping it out every time.
Yeah.
That's a crazy lady thing, Rob.
Yeah, he does look like a dude that had a big dick, though.
Oh, my God. Really?
He's just kind of skinny.
What does that have to do with opening his vest up like that?
Well, you were like, woo!
Like, Rob, start to unzip your hoodie like you're going to take it off.
Yeah,
they
no,
just
nothing.
Fucking
yeah.
do it every time. It's Pep. Now they do it for his vest, too. Trey, start to take...
I don't understand.
They just feel
Did
sorry
you guys
for
work
him.
Start to take that off.
All right, hang on.
It's still gonna happen.
They're all like, no.
Some don't want it, but others are still gonna do it.
Put your pants back on.
They're still gonna do it. They're still gonna do it. See, they do it anyway. They do it anyway. It can't be stopped.
You want some of this 45-year-old burnout body? Check out those cheeseburger holsters.
Hey, you know, underboob is sexy, but underbelly is a little. A little off-putting.
Yeah, but it's not like fully hanging over yet. I still got a little bit of room to play with.
We're moving on to the
not
swimsuit
much.
Portion now.
That's all I'm saying is it's just an interesting thing when a man starts to disrobe on stage, women will do that.
Yeah, how is it? Is it? I don't understand.
It's just like, you know... There's lots of things that are just somehow they're bred into us. It is kind of hot in here. Do you see that? I didn't do shit.
No, that was
I
the biggest pop.
I didn't do shit.
And you don't even have Darth Vader on the inside of your jacket. You don't even have a pocket in there.
I know, I've lost a lot of checks. But I wear this and I get my check. Thank you.
Yoink. Floor.
Where's my drink? All right. So I finally found there's nothing for me to find. I was going to make up an excuse for letting all that whatever just happened happen. But no, we got to play this game now. Now we're racing the clock.
Oh, are we? Is there a meet and greet afterwards?
No, we got plenty of time.
All right.
Oh, there's definitely a meet and greet afterwards.
See you in the parking lot.
I would like to meet everything that everyone is holding.
Yeah, where's Dab Couple? Where's Dab Couple?
We've got a licensed Dab Queen, so.
Oh, you're licensed?
Oh, our license
plate says Dab Queen. All right.
All right.
Well, you got to beat the couple that dabbed us out earlier.
Yeah, and there's no reason to approach the stage. My license. Okay, ma'am, sit down. Bailiff, could you go get that from her and bring it to me? All right, so... Oh, I remember. You suggested the cast of Shape of Water.
Yeah, the whole cast, please.
So it's anybody that's in Shape of Water.
I didn't see...
All right, well, let me give you the names.
All right. Yeah, like, that's going to help. What's up, Tammy?
Yeah, yeah. No, this is going to help you out a lot.
All right.
Michael Stuhlbarg is in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right?
No, yeah, I've studied his films extensively. Is that an American actor?
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's great.
All right.
He's kind of a chameleon, so it's hard to keep track of him, oh. But he's great. And Michael Shannon.
Yeah.
You know him, of course.
No.
And then there is Richard Jenkins. You know Richard Jenkins.
He was in The Who.
Sally Hawkins.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's a good one. Good, thank you. Octavia Spencer.
Thank you. Sure. He was in The Gladiator.
What do you mean, yeah, sure, on Octavia Spencer?
I don't.
Academy Award winning actress.
Yeah.
Oh, really? What'd she win for?
Oh, it's a girl.
You can't trick me into giving you answers.
Damn it.
I'm so.
All right.
Trouble.
Well, I tried to make this Shape of Water thing work, but it is not going to happen. Yeah, not with this panel. Not here, not now.
Rob, did
but
you know
maybe,
any of
that Express?
Maybe in Reno. I'll bring some Smarties to Reno.
Legion.
Hey.
They're like, no.
All right, so who we gotta pick somebody else. Here's the new rule. It has to be somebody that Trey Gallion has heard of. And Rob, we got a gentleman back there who said he's got one. Judd T. Nelson. What? Isn't he just Judd Nelson?
Or Craig T. Nelson.
There's Craig T. Nelson and
man.
Judd Nelson.
You talking about the coach or the fucking... What?
Oh, you did want the coach, dude. Okay, that's not Judd. His name's not Judd. His name is
Craig
T. Nelson.
Craig T. Nelson.
Craig.
Yeah, who cares? Coach is the best Top thing he was ever in.
No, I disagree, but I won't tell you what the best thing he's ever been in is, because then you'll have an answer.
He's just been in TV shit.
No.
You can't do that.
He's been in a lot of feature films, yeah.
Yeah, really? No, but I can't think of any.
A shit ton, as this gentleman says. Did you know buttload is an actual measurement?
I believe it.
Yeah, it's 28 gallons, 26 gallons. 126.
Who the fuck?
Or one galleon.
Right? That's at least a hernia. At least one.
Oh, shit. I knew, I know, right? I should have known that from the... I knew it was a lot. I was willing to settle for 26, but 126.
Man.
Holy shit. I know. Man. You got the information from me. Okay, so that's out.
Yeah.
Wait, here, front row. Arnold Schwarzenegger, come on. We're right here in front of the Capitol building.
Never done Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He used to work in the Capitol. He was, I think his job was maid fucker.
No.
And, oh my God, somebody corrected me that it was a nanny.
I'm pretty sure it was an au pair. Worse than Dorkatron.
It was It was a diaper delivery person. Or pickup. What do they do with diapers?
I'll come on your back.
What? No reason for that. All right, so we've probably done this very thing before in the many times we've done Douglas movies here in the capital of California. California. And
California.
So, yeah, so it's a perfect setting for Schwarzenegger, and I'm not going to let you guys toss that one out because that would be silly if you didn't each know a few Schwarzenegger movies.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. All right, so you'll start, and then which way were we going before? Who cares? Then I'll go to Rob.
Oh, okay. You said me next.
And then Brandon, and then me. What? The other way?
You said we were mixing it up going the other way.
Okay, yeah, then I cares. Go second then, Brandon.
Yeah. Yep.
Fair.
That's what you get. Okay, start us off, Trey. I'm not even going to write them down because this is going to be boom, boom, boom.
Conan the Barbarian.
Eraser.
True Lies.
True Lies, he says, Rob.
Terminator.
Would you like to put a "the" on that?
The Terminator.
Trey?
Conan the Destroyer.
Oh, look at you. So cute. Around the World in 80 Days.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Nice.
Oh, my.
Kindergarten. Some of us call it T2. What's that, Rob?
Kindergarten Cop.
It's not.
Yeah.
Wow. It's not a tumor.
Got a big pop, dude.
It's not a tumor at all.
Twins.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Junior.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
I can't remember the name. I wish I had Total Recall.
Oh.
Did your mom make that for you?
Robert.
Did we say Predator 2?
No. Should we?
No.
Because I don't think he's in it.
Oh, Predator 1?
I don't think we said Predator 1.
Predator.
Okay, Predator.
You know what I'm talking about. Predator. The Predator.
Oh, wait. I'm laughing at Rob, and then I don't remember what all the movies that we said.
We'll let you know if we said one already.
Hang on.
You hang on.
All right. I'm trying.
Who are we doing? Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in a bunch of shit.
Yeah, he sure was.
Tammy?
I don't think he was ever in a movie
Commando.
Called Tammy.
He was in Commando, though.
Commando is correct.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nice save, Tamitha.
Blow off some steam.
Good job, Tamula.
Yeah.
You did it, Tamula.
Oh,
shit. I just thought of another one.
Yeah, I bet you did.
And I just thought of another one. I just thought of another one. Red Heat.
Red Sonja.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Such an emotional audience. What do you think, Rob? You want to go to your lifeline?
No, I got one.
Oh, okay.
Pumping Iron.
Yes.
All right.
Right? Come on, you got this.
Yeah, I do, man.
Come on, Trey.
Oh.
Just say it.
The Uncrappables.
What? No. Oh, you got that word. You know that word. You know the word. Come on. People call you it all the time.
Oh, jeez. It doesn't matter if they die.
Oh, no.
Come on, man.
I can't believe I'm going to drop
so
the ball
easy.
On this
It's so easy. It's disposable.
I know. It's ridiculous. Oh.
Just fucking say it. Come on. The?
The? undisposables.
You're out. My turn. Jingle all the way.
Oh, fuck.
The sixth day.
The sixth day. Nice.
Batman Forever?
Yeah.
No.
Dark Knight? Dark Knight cometh? Here comes the Dark Knight again.
Stop. Stop. It's called Batman what?
And Robin.
Shush!
Not fair, not fair.
That's definitely Amy Adams over there.
I thought
but
she,
you got it wrong. You didn't say
Batman,
right.
Batman Red Robin?
He
is that what she
wrong.
Said?
I was trying to give him a chance, but you got it wrong.
Okay,
but
you know job. What I was going for.
Good try. Oh, well, yeah, we sure did.
Lifeline. No. Lifeline.
What's your lifeline going to do? Go, you fucked up, bro.
Sometimes I need to be told that, you know.
Yeah, no, it's cool. All right, so we're still playing, so no yelling out from the audience. I may have, you know, one of my eyes may have looked at that lady when I asked that question. It's misleading sometimes. So Trey is out.
Yeah.
Rob is out. So it's on me?
No, it's on me.
It's on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say End of Days.
End of Days. Very good. Very good. I'm going to say, how about fucking... Okay. Oh, how about The Expendables?
Yeah.
The Expendables 2.
The Expendables 3.
Oh, Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines.
Oh, you bastard.
Now he's getting cocky, dude.
Mm-hmm. True Lies.
I said that already.
Somebody said it already. Settle down.
Yeah, it was said already.
Somebody said it.
Yeah, me.
I'm in charge here, and somebody said it. I don't want to be the bad guy here, but I'm going to say The Villain.
Oh.
Maggie.
It's real. Look it up. What'd you say?
Maggie.
I'm going to kill you.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Is this really happening?
She'll be your lifeline.
I don't need a lifeline. I mean, I do need a lifeline, but you're not. I do not get a lifeline. I have to make this happen all on my own with my own powers.
Who's got an Arnold name tag?
Of fucking, what's that one where he's all like, and they're like,
yeah.
Oh, we already said that one.
Yeah.
Do you have another one, Brandon?
Yeah, I think
just out
so,
of curiosity.
Probably.
You think you might? All right, don't say anything, anybody.
Wait. Well, I'm not gonna say Batman and Robin because it's already said out loud.
No, that's not fair.
Plan.
There's definitely. Well, I was gonna say mine first.
Oh, sorry about that.
I'm gonna go with Escape Plan. Let's hear it for our winner, Brandon, everybody.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Whatever.
Congratulations, Jamie.
You congratulated.
Yeah, you
see,
did
see, that's
it.
How karma works, Trey.
Man, I'm going to beat up him and his mom.
All right, which ones did we miss?
Yeah,
Last Action Hero. Did anybody say
Terminator,
the first
Genesis.
Terminator?
We did say the first Terminator.
Oh, that's right. The
Last Stand.
Terminator
I was trying
Salvation.
To think of that. I couldn't think of that. Hercules
Running Man.
Of
Running
New York.
Marathon Man.
Running Man.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
Collateral Damage.
Triangle Man.
Oh.
Last Action Hero. Yeah, we
yeah,
said
we
that.
Said that.
Aftermath. He wasn't in the first Expendables?
He was in the second one, right?
He's in all three.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad that got corrected.
Second one and third one.
What'd you say, Brandon?
He's in all three.
He is?
Yeah.
What are you trying to pull over there? What kind of game are you running?
You want to help me beat him up later? Yeah, all right. He's down.
What's this other bag that's up here?
Oh, there's candy in it.
What?
From Tammy.
Jelly bellies?
Buttered popcorn jelly bellies.
Nope.
Ooh.
You know what's interesting? If you just shove them in your anus, they're not bad.
You can probably fit about a galleon.
Is that
up there.
A buttload, technically? Yeah.
Yep, I put 126 of them.
They are buttered, you know.
All right, so in addition to everything else, when you were in some random candies from a stranger.
Yeah.
And it's not Halloween.
Minus the Kit Kat.
You like those?
Yeah.
All right.
What? Really? Like, people are... it's like a mini Kit Kat, and you're awing that I took it away from whoever won the... Fine, there. What the shit, man? I'm gonna beat up you and your mom, too. This is dumb, man. Sorry, Tammy. Oh, that was for me anyway?
Oh, okay. We're gonna give it to the winner.
Yeah. It's all right.
Wait, where is that? Who are you playing for, Brandon?
Jamie, come on up.
Come on, Jamie. Congratulations. Oh, she's going to dig out a Kit Kat for Trey. Wow, she's really... Look at that.
Oh,
three Kit Kats for Trey.
Thanks, Jamie. I'm still going to beat up you, but I won't beat up your mom. All right, cool.
Three Kit Kats for Trey is a great Hallmark movie.
Yeah, you want one?
It's about a dying boy. He says, all I want is three Kit Kats, and they just smother him because he's an idiot.
Do I find love at some point?
No, you just get smothered.
That's no Hallmark movie.
But you do find Wawa.
I love you, Trey.
You're going to get so much hate mail from the people of Eastern Pennsylvania.
I love them all. I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wawa's great.
It is.
Yeah.
It's decent.
It's almost Hoagie Fest time. All right. I had one, yes.
Brandon, what's going on in the tech world?
Starting a new job on Monday with a 10% pay raise.
Nice! Fucking break that glass ceiling.
Yeah?
Some guy, boo. That's for women to break. I stand aside like a gentleman waiting for that to happen. Equal pay for equal work, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't, I don't know why anyone would go, no. She's got lady parts.
I support you in your transition, dude. Right.
Trey, that is not what's going on here.
What?
He's just a very manly person who enjoys a vest.
It's true.
Just likes wearing a vest. There's no reason to cast sexual aspersions.
It's okay. My wife doesn't like it where I wear them either.
My wife!
It's almost didn't get that in.
It's very nerd Ellen DeGeneres for sure.
Because she's so hip, you have to say nerd Ellen DeGeneres. It's like a nerd version of her. Brandon, do you want to dance?
Nobody wants to see that.
No. Rob, one more time, tell him the name of the album that I love the title so much.
Pure Uncut Joy. You.
Woo!
Yeah, check it out. You can check it out on Spotify or Pandora. And I released a new video for it that's partially animated, and it's the pinned tweet on my Twitter, at Rob Cantrell. So check that out and support the album. Check it out.
Yeah.
Trey, if I put some hashtags on social media to describe this afternoon's episode, what do you think were the standout expressions?
Fucking Dorkatron.
What, just because you said it one time?
I said it a couple times.
All right. How do you spell it? D-O-R-K-A-T-R-O-N?
Yeah.
With letters.
And what else? Is there anything else that was hashtagable during the show? Brandon?
Beat up your mom.
Brandon might have one. No, that's not. Dude said that once. Brandon, can you think of anything that...
Oh, no.
Reversible vest.
Reversible vest.
I like that. I like reversible vests. That's a good one. That'll get a lot of attention from reversible vest fans.
All two of them.
I'm guessing at how that's spelled. But...
There's got to be more than two moms listening.
I think I did. I think I did all right. People are still suggesting things. Flip shades.
I hear flip shades and Wawa. But we don't need to give Wawa any free advertising. They haven't given me any free hoagies, so once those start rolling in.
I'll try it. Oh, yeah, hashtag free hoagies isn't a bad idea.
Word. Make sure my name's tagged on that shit, though.
Treehouse Market.
Huh? Yeah.
Treehouses in Reno?
Treehouses in Reno.
Oh, yeah. How much is a treehouse?
Tree-fitty.
Square footage, man.
Tree-fitty.
Tree-fitty.
Wow, it's like everybody was here during all
right,
of that.
So, it's so much funnier when you say it.
What a miracle.
I may have
left. We all have such good memories. And thank you guys so much. Oh, Trey, thank do you want to throw your plug in one more time?
Yeah, the album, The Moronic. And then I changed all my shit to my name on social media. So at Trey Galleon on Twitter and Instagram and all that.
You got copies to sell outside?
Oh, I do. I'll barter with you guys. I got my CD with me. $10 or fucking what do you got, man? Let's talk.
Yeah. Do you have some donuts or
something good?
Yeah, anything.
Yeah.
Trade him.
Hoagie. Some guy tried to trade me a dumb like polo shirt one time. Like, no, I don't want your dumb stupid polo shirt. Give me something good. I've gotten some good stuff in Sacramento.
All right.
Yeah.
Pass your name tag over here, Rob, please. And Trey as well.
Yep.
And I've got one more plug I want to say. I'm going to be at the Secret Group in Houston on June 9th at
Secret Group.
At 420. And yeah, and Trey's going to be there soon.
Yep.
And thank you one more time to all of my guests, Trey Galleon.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Doug Benson.
Thank you, Rob
Cantrell. And Brandon Levitt. Killing it. There's no... There's no shithead on the back of it. Okay. I'm glad we worked that out. Here's your thing back. This one's like, you got to pull it out like a fun little high school thing. Holy shit. All right. Thank you to the Punchline of Sacramento and all you guys for being here on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. And as always, Jenna is a shithead. I think we can all agree on that. I got worse things to say about her than that. She's definitely at least a shithead. And the person who took rachelwilson.com, so my voice student had to be rachelwilson.net. Is a shithead?
Thanks again to MedMen for being one of our sponsors on this week's show. With a wide range of products and a knowledgeable and approachable staff, MedMen is bringing a premium and traditional shopping experience to the cannabis space. Anyone over 21 with a valid ID is welcome. Check out one of their 8 retail locations throughout Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, and Las Vegas, or go to MedMen.com to find your nearest store. That's MedMen.com. Plus, exclusively for our listeners, visit MedMen, tell them you heard about them on the Doug Loves Movies podcast for $10 off your order. Limit 1 per customer. Terms and conditions may apply. Check out MedMen today. Bye-bye.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug